this project look at the WTO and NAFTA from the perspective of Mexico. What this video does is it goes into the effects of NAFTA on the workers, on the youth, you know, the campesinos, the labor. We started filming in Cancun in 2003. The project was done by a collective of videographers. Writer-director was Amory Starr, and editor and producer was Brian Jones. The Chiapas Media Project, which helped us with a lot of archive footage. The video is 60 minutes. Really showed that the WTO was not respecting the Mexican people by coming into their town promoting this NAFTA and free trades when we know NAFTA has had so many ill effects. Some of the different segments in the video cover the youth and their perspective on these trade agreements and how it's going to affect them. Another segment covers the campesinos and how the trade agreements are affecting them. Also, the migration of the peoples. If NAFTA was in fact working, why are people risking life to travel across the border looking for work? So the immigration that we see right now, these issues, are a good example for why the trade agreements do need to be changed or abolished and why NAFTA needs to be abolished. When the Zapatistas took to San Cristobal in January of 94, picked that date because that was when the NAFTA was to come into effect. They knew that how these trade agreements were going to affect them, and that was one of the driving forces behind where they were heading. The video does contain a lot of information on migration, on the exploitation of the worker. It shows how the transnationals have continued to move their labor to the cheapest markets. All the candidates running for election in Mexico are probably not going to want to overturn the free trade agreements, unfortunately.